You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, and with a look at what's been happening in the trade in Chicago this morning. Futures are moving lower in the corn pit, still at this hour, down 3.5 cents in the July contract at 356.5, the September 362.75. That's down a half for the day, and December contract at 374, down 3.75. Next year's July at 390. Down 3.5 cents. July soybeans for the day at 926.5, up 2.25. August at 917.25, up 1. November beans $9.08, up a penny. And January at 915.5, 3/4 higher. Bean meal up $2.80. Bean oil up 30 cents for the day. Soft red winter wheat down 11 cents at 504.25. The lead option harvest month July harvest hard red at 537.5. The July there down 9 cents for the Kansas City wheat. Live cattle futures are 60 higher at 152.72.5 in the lead option June. August feeders at 219.77.5 were up 77.5 cents in the lean hogs for the day at $83.22.5 are down 50 cents. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and talk about the trade for the upcoming week is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
And well, let's talk a little bit about what we expect for the week, some things that are happening. I know you watch South America quite a bit and have talked a little bit about the blockages and the shutdowns and the trade there. What do we know this morning that's different than over the weekend?
Well, we think that they're pretty close to an agreement down there, and things will be moving along that way. There is talk of a national strike on the 6th of June, I think. 5th or 6th of June, something along those lines that we hope doesn't happen going along the way. But all in all, the talks are getting a little better as far as that goes. Hasn't been a real slowdown as far as that goes. I think that more so that one of the things talking about with the beans is the Chinese soybean meal fell to a 7-year low here yesterday in their market like that. And it's just sort of amazing that we see a slight rally here today with a 7-year low in bean meal in China.
Do we know why we had a rally in the marketplace in beans in that case?
Well, I think there's a couple things that are going on because as we look at it, the commercial net longs grew from quite a bit last week in the beans. So there is some commercial buying, some pricing of what's considered value down here. I think the bean oil saw a rally coming out of the idea that the EPA is going to have an announcement sometime this week, probably increase the biofuels or the soy diesel. And they're looking at that. And, of course, we saw a rally in the Malaysian palm oil. It was up about 2.2% last night on the idea that if El Nino does come in, they'll have some droughty areas and the palm oil prices aren't high enough for what the cutback in palm oil production might be. So palm oil, bean oil, and the EPA is probably what's pulling the beans up today.
Yeah, interestingly enough, usually it would be meal that sort of leads that complex of the products, but to have oil lead is a new bean oil, that is an interesting new twist in the marketplace. I guess we'll have to watch and see how things pan out with that one.
Yeah, it doesn't seem the logical choice, but that's the only thing we can find that is shooting towards that and giving us that idea. So that's what we'll have to go with.
Corn down 4 cents in the lead July. December also 4.25 lower at this time.
You know, we're looking, we're getting some, hopefully getting some rain today. It's very spotty. We have areas, we talked to one farmer just 8 miles on the other side of Crawfordsville Saturday. He got stuck twice trying to plant corn in the cornfield with his planter. At my house, it is dry, 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 and we could really use this rain that's coming across today and tonight. So, you know, we hear of other areas in the same respect. You talk down in the Mid-South, and they got another half inch of rain last night, and they haven't planted anything for going on about 12 days now. So areas really quite a difference is what we need as far as rain go.
Crop condition report ratings are due out this afternoon. Have you seen any indication of what those might look like?
Well, I think you're looking at the corn. It's going to tell you that they think the corn ratings are going to be quite high. And there's no bean ratings this week. So that's not going to affect them as much, and the oil is pulling them up. So I think the crop rating anticipation is telling you why corn is down today.
And farmers are mostly done planting with the corn, pretty close with soybeans now as well. I'm sure they're turning their attention back to their bin doors to see what they have left. Many of them, I believe, have corn, not so much on the soybeans. It will be a basis play, I suspect, in much of the Midwest. What are you watching and telling your producers?
Well, I think that we will see farmers start turning back to hauling grain. We saw some of that of the guys that were done early last week. I think that, rallies are meant to be sold, just like we talked about on Commodity Week, as far as the corn goes. And I think that the beans, there's going to be some very good basis levels because, Todd, at least in our area over here, there aren't many beans on the farmers' hands on the farm.
Is that going to give an opportunity for new crop as well, or will there just be a divergence there?
I think that we will probably have some good basis levels early, at least in the Indiana area, and probably most of Illinois on some of these, because I don't think the stocks are locally located, and it's going to give them at least transportation costs for some of that area.
Have you kept track, and I know you have contacts in the Delta region, about how their crop has come along? They were late putting in their corn crop in particular.
A lot of corn acres probably didn't get planted to corn. And I mean, when we say a lot, that's in comparison to small numbers as compared to Indiana, Illinois that way. They've had trouble getting in the fields as, like I said, it's been 12 days since those guys have been in the field just because of all the moisture. So they're behind.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He is out of New Market, Indiana.